Hello?
Hey, Andrew, it's Matt.
Hey, man. I got to remember that you're that 484 number.
Yeah, no worries. I've been
because
so
I thought
busy
you
this
were
morning. I've had my guy in Salt Lake. I had to work with a little bit on some things. Like, he's having some difficulty getting some of those paperwork together. And I said, look, you're all here, you know. So, but
right. Yeah,
I'm
no
trying
worries.
To get in touch with you at the same time. What's going on, though?
Yeah, man. So I wanted to ask you about the website. I was wondering, so I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I was reading some stuff last night. I probably should have looked into it a little sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I've had bad reviews here and there.
Okay. You saw a bad review talking
really.
To me. Okay. Go on.
Yeah, man. I just want to make sure, like, everything's on the up and up. Like,
yeah.
You know,
here's the deal. My company has 13,000 active businesses billing every single month. 13,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So remember I said 94% of people stay with me? Well, out of those 6%, sometimes it's us, sometimes it's them, mostly them. And then sometimes we get tons and tons of fake reviews from our competition.
I did notice that.
Like,
yeah.
You'll see some of those people have one review that they've ever given. And it's like, dude, that's totally not even our client, right?
Yeah.
And it's somebody just trying to tarnish us. But ultimately, overall, even with 1,100 reviews, we still have a high rating, right? We're still getting the job done, and, you know, you get me, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
To shoot you straight, yeah, no.
Okay.
Mainly the people that go and complain about stupid things is, like, they're expecting results fast, like, in 2 weeks, like I told you, which that doesn't happen. I can't even get your phone to ring. We got to build out all this stuff. Right. The second thing is this, that we didn't get all these big clients too if we didn't work, right? We're with the Better Business Bureau. We still have an A+ rating, right? So, you know, there's a like very few companies that are legitimate that do with us. And like for us to be in business for 21 years, right, and still hold a high rating and still, yeah, of course we got a couple bad reviews here and there, but you know, overall, our company has serviced like a ton of businesses over the last 20 years.
Yeah, sure,
now,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So we still maintain our A+ rating, you know. We haven't even gotten a bad review on the BBB in a long time. So, you know, there's not one client anywhere throughout the United States that have done the level of service that we have, right? But we will fulfill our end of promise. So we do. Like, anytime somebody, like, is unhappy or gives us a bad review, we handle it. We try to make it right, okay? But there's some people that are just unreasonable that we can't fix, you know? Like, in you being in, like, construction, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right?
No,
so,
for sure.
But I will take care of you. Like, you gave me your trust. I'm not ripping you off. I'm not going to, like, our team's going to be fanatic. Like, I even told my boss what I told you yesterday, that I'm going to be nitpicky on your account. And she's like, oh, God. You know, oh, God. But
yeah,
I'm going to be that guy for you in the trenches here because I want you to be my next video testimonial. This year, I'm going to have, like, 5 people I'm going to get video testimonials for because that's my like, New Year's goal here. So – but yeah. Okay. So obviously you read some bad reviews. I get it. No
yeah,
worries.
No, my biggest thing was, I read one about the website and the guy was like, oh, they stole my website or something like that. So,
okay. So let me explain about that. So we create you
and I just don't want you to,
you're not your website. You own,
yes, and I want to keep
you. If we buy your domain name and we create a website for you, then technically we own that website if we don't charge you, okay?
Yeah.
So that happens. Somebody once complained, well, they keep changing my phone number. And it's like, dude, you didn't even pay attention to me. Like, it wasn't even my client. It was somebody else's. They probably didn't explain it right.
Yeah, I saw
but
that. Yeah.
We give a call tracking phone number on all – like, we're going to put it on your website, on your Google Business Profile, on all of our ads because the call tracking phone number is there – to make sure, Andrew, that you, right, and us know exactly where the lead came from. If we just had it your phone number on the internet and everywhere, we're not going to know where the lead came from. So So I was like, back to my FBI analogy, right? We're going to use a number that like the FBI, like, you know, kind of stuff like that, right? Where it's going to tell us exactly where that call came from, location, right? Where it came from. Did it come from Google? Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from your paper lead? Where did that call come from? Right. So that we can continue to keep making tweaks for you. This change was something we started doing over the last, I say, year now, in terms of using a call tracking phone number. I mean, we've been doing it for many years, but like forcing people to do it. And the reasoning is we have to know exactly where the lead came from, so we're not doing things in the dark. Okay.
Yeah, no, that one didn't bother me. Yeah. It was more the website one, and I was
the
like,
website.
Shit, man.
You own your own website,
and I already made it. And
yeah, you already own
it.
So no, that won't happen. Yeah. It's only when we buy you a domain name and we create the website. So we will give somebody back the domain name. Let's say we bought the domain name for you. Okay, and again, it's all perspective and context. Okay, so that person you're probably talking about, we bought their domain name and we created their website. Okay, they can get those domain names back
so
if they leave us, right? We charge $99, but we won't give them the website. They have to go rebuild their own website because that's our intellectual property, right?
Okay.
So that's the only difference, okay? But since you already own your own website and your own domain name, you're never going to have any problems if you ever leave us. So you're good.
All right.
That.
Perfect.
Okay? Those are great questions, by the way. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, man, I mean, I try to be as logical as I can about things, like, obviously.
Yeah, you don't
want to
make a mistake.
Like, well, yeah, and, you know, it's just like, I didn't really get a chance to, like, look into anything prior to me just pulling the trigger. Normally, I would have, you know.
Sure.
Done,
but you
done
also seen, like, I've also
them.
Been on the news. NBC News put us on TV, right? I got same-day storage who has 4,400 locations. I sent you their director of marketing video about us, right? I mean, that's a $50 billion company is our client. Vivint, who owns the Utah Jazz, which is on our website, Vivint, right? Right? They're our client, a big home security company, right? So, I mean, I sent you my Stingray Electric video too of how
I watched that.
This. So, like, my clients are getting the results if they're the right client, right? I have some people, like I said, that don't want to spend any money, right? Back to my original concept.
Yeah,
you
did.
If you only want this, the basic package, you're going to get basic results. You want to get good results, and you want to get, you know, that next level game changing, you know, we got to spend some money together, but we're going to start slow and then keep turning the dial little by little over the next few months together, where you're going to start getting more and more phone calls. You're going to start getting better return on investment. And like Stingray Electric, you're going to get a 10-to-1 basically return on your investment. That's what I'm going to do for you. Okay. But it's going to take time, right? The first couple weeks, like I said, as I was transparent with you, right? We're going to build out all your ads, right? We're going to build out everything, get everything together. I gave you a whole list. I texted you, right? Those items, right? Start getting those photos together. Work on that stuff. I'll make sure my team delivers, and I'll make sure I'm touching base with you often. Okay. I'll give you that extra mile, white glove service, right? Because I'm working towards getting a video out of you down the road, too. So we're going to scratch each other's back here, okay? But I really appreciate, though, you at least coming to me with the concerns. Hopefully, you see that I'm not here taking your money, and hopefully you see that you're going to be fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I just wanted to double check. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the results are what's going to, you know, determine everything. So
exactly.
As long as that happens, that's really all I care about, man.
Exactly. You know, I can't please everybody. Like I said, I mean, with 19,000 and change people actively billing, right? You know, I mean, that's a lot of people, right? We have a lot of clients.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I have a whole team behind me. Right. But we can honestly say out of any company that does what we do, we have the biggest companies than any of my competitors. Right.
Yeah. No, definitely.
We work.
I mean,
we work.
I just, yeah. I just wonder where I fall into, you know, that.
Yeah,
I guess.
You're going to be fine.
You know what I mean? Just because
yeah,
you're
going to be fine. And I know you want,
you
want results. I'm not going to let you down, Andrew. You're my guy.
All right.
You're my guy. Trust and believe. Like, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. I know exactly where you're at positionally wise as a company, and every dollar counts. Let's do this together.
Like it's something that just kind of needs to happen.
It needs to happen. Exactly. It does. Yeah. I have a lady right now, okay? She's out of, where is she at? Somewhere in Florida, like Lake, somewhere, like, right? And she's
Lakewood.
So, like, she's under handyman, right? And she, like, literally, I'm kind of emotional, but she literally, like, is broke. And she needs this so bad. And I'm doing everything I can, right, to work with my team and her, right? But she hasn't pulled the trigger yet because she's scraping for the money just to be able to, you know, get it going. And
well, the good thing is I'm not in that straight, you know what I mean? Like I'm a profitable business.
Yes. But my point I'm making
I'm teetering
is just like,
around not being.
Like, just like her. To you, everybody, or to my guy that spends, you know, crazy amounts of money, everybody I treat the same. So I know that you guys need leads and that you guys need business, okay? My team really does try to do a good job for everybody, okay? We do.
Okay.
We don't. We care. We want you to win. We're gonna put the time into this. We're not just going to, you know, forget about you. As you can see, I call you. I text you, right? Text me when you need something. Let's keep in touch. Give me those photos.
Okay.
Work on getting that paperwork together because we have that call next week. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be prepared. Don't worry.
So get all that stuff prepared.
Give me
some before afters.
Shit, so.
Wait till you start doing those 5-star reviews, right, with the app. When we tell you, hey, it's time to go on the 5 stars, you'll start getting that. So we're going to focus on the A to Z, man. I'm not just, hey, get you on Google. Like I talked to you for hours now. We're going to get 5-star reviews. We're going to put your brand image, right? I'm taking it a next level this year to really talk to you guys about that, like that photo, like Louis Pest, right? Louis Pest got over 100 5-star reviews with us.
Yeah, man, that's what
I mean,
looking for.
That's killer, dude. He's got a good looking website. We built his website. I think I want to change his Louis Pest part of that part up at the top, like maybe put his logo, but he wanted it that way. So we just left it that way, you know? So
what do you, have you taken a peep at mine? I mean, personally, and I only have the other one to go off of, but like, I really like mine compared to the other one.
To what one? To Louis?
No, to the one that I had previously with Town Square.
Oh, I haven't seen. Oh,
like,
you're talking about,
theirs was
I haven't
awful.
Even seen both. So let me pull up your. Okay, so the website I show is the Art Construction Group NJ. Is that yours now?
Yeah, that. Okay. Yeah, so that was my domain the whole time. I gave them that domain to use, and then they changed like my website.
I like
and,
your
so
website.
So you might not even be able
I,
to
honestly,
find it.
Honestly, I think what we should do is try to like have that wordage, but with the photo behind it. Like with you, like professional, like the Louis photo, like
okay.
I would say let's do that. And then we'll put the Louis photo like of your business, right, on your Google business profile, right, and let them see that as the first photo, right? Like Stingray Electric doesn't even – they have professional photos like on their website and stuff like that, but they don't have that Louis look, right? And they're still crushing it. That's what I'm saying. It's like you don't have to do it, but to me, I see.
No.
It does go that extra mile. Like you want to talk inches that add up to miles. Those little inches, like having that Louis type photo, it does help. Actually, that's why
I wouldn't have put too much weight on that until recently. Like I've had a couple people say that by like my basically like them just being able to be like, this is what this guy looks. You know what I mean? Like he just. It's just like, I don't know. It's instead of it just being like
a
logo, they kind of know.
Like, I like your logo. It's very plain Jane, right? It's just like splashes of water. I like it. Okay. My question to you is, did I ever send you that logo company? Did I ever send you
that? No.
Okay. Let me text this to you. There's a good logo company a couple of my clients have used, and they'll sit. Okay. Here, I'll send it to you right now. Okay. Before I forget. It's $50 Okay. They'll send you two or three different concepts. And then the one you choose, right, you get three revisions, right, on it. So like, okay, hey, can you change this, this, and that? Okay, let me see that. Okay, then you go back to the table. Hey, can you change this, this, and that? Then you
I've
go back to the table,
so
and then you get
times.
One
That's
more revision for the final product, right? But for $50, you can get a sick-looking logo, right? And you can show them what you got. Say, hey, I want something like this, but redo it. Make it like top, right? And I would honestly – and you don't have to do it. I think your logo's okay.
If you think it's – listen, man, I'm open to things. Like, I'm not going to just
shut
things down.
I think you should get a better logo. I think it's cool. I think it's not bad. It's not great is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, My theory is if you want to get a colorful logo, this is the company.
I'm telling you, I've changed it so many times.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's like my
– Honestly, it looks great,
so
though. Okay, let me see the Town Square website. What's that website?
I don't know what it is now because I swapped my – because I took the domain away from them.
Okay, so let me type in art. Let me hear. I'll Google your name, and I'm sure.
Like I can't stand that one, dude. They scattered all the pictures around and shit.
Click,
it just
click
awesome.
On that link. Did you see it? Go look at some of their logos too,
okay.
And you can see their different pricing. You can spend $99 if you get more logo designs, but you know, but you choose the logo you want. But what I like about them is they're the type of logo that you can put on a truck and plaster it, like a Lewis kind of logo. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? Yours is too, respectfully, it's just too plain. It's, not going to pop, on a truck unless you have,
colors.
Yeah. But, a logo like they can do, and again, some of those logos you're going to like, some of those logos aren't your style. But my point is they can make you something that, you give them direction what you're looking for, right?
Okay.
And they'll help
I'll
you,
give that a try.
You know, for $49, dude, come on. I mean, you see some of their logos on there. What do you think?
Yeah, so I was going to say, I don't know what's on my website, but I don't think it's the one that I have, that I advertise.
Okay, let me pull your Facebook up. Let me see.
I don't
probably
even know
what,
that
probably
one's
what
there
I,
either.
Because I'm just going by the little splashy wave. Let me see on your Facebook.
Yeah, I have that, but hold on. I might just send you a picture of it.
Let me see here. Cause I'm,
can I text this number?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so I see the I see the logo on your – it's a circle and it's got the birds and all that?
That's the thing. I have 15 of them.
Is that the logo you're talking about? That
I'm
one's better because that one's not on
is
your
it?
Website.
Okay.
That one's not – yeah, and then you have another one that's kind of another circle with a gray with a house that's yellow as well. I've seen that one.
Yeah, that one is on my trailer right now. Oh, I don't even have my truck here. Damn.
I like the other one with the birds and stuff, but if you could put some color into that, make it pop. You know, blue and maybe something in a background color in the circle. That would make that logo way better.
I could send that to them and then they
yeah, tell them that.
That,
just
or they
say, hey,
just do it.
Just say, hey, here, just send them, go say, hey, look, I want you to take this logo, put a background color into it and make the waves like a blue color. Let me see that. And then I want you to take this kind of concept and show me two other logo designs that you can do with it on top of it.
Okay.
So you
can
get a whole new couple logos to look at too, other than just altering your logo.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So yeah, get your bang a buck for it. But yeah, that's what I would do. Call them. You can talk to them, I think, even. But yeah, that's a decent company to help you out with that. But yeah, that logo's great. You should put that on the website once you redo it a little bit. But that one's great. Absolutely. And then you have that on the truck, right? And then all I want you to do is have somebody take a picture of you standing, okay, like the Lewis photo. Have somebody take a photo. You're in a nice khaki, nice polo shirt with your logo on it. Get that photo. Get a girlfriend, whatever, Andrew. Get somebody to take a photo of you. Not too close, but not too far away. Like the same zoom of what the Lewis photo looks like. Replicate that. And then get one more photo of you working. Just give me two photos, one before, the truck photo, and then one of you working, and then just get us a couple before and afters, and that's plenty of photos that we're going to need.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's it. Cool. But yeah, I think redesigning the logo might be a cool idea. Since we're going all out, let's do it, right?
Well,
all
yeah, man. I mean, like I said, I don't. Yeah. If that's like something you think personally,
I think
make
so. Personally, I like your logo on your Facebook. Okay, that's different than on your website. So I like your logo
that's
on your
what I'm
Facebook.
Saying. I have.
Honestly,
I have logos
you can get away
over.
With that, but like having a colorful logo too might be kind of cool. It's kind of plain Jane, you know?
Okay. Gotcha.
Like if you see, look at Lewis's truck. It's all wrapped, all bright and pretty. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
nice, you know?
I only have a wrap on my trailer right now, which is a different logo as well. Like that's
yeah.
the problem. Like I
so,
have like multiple
you can,
logos
have you,
on different
magnetic
things.
Signs. Magnetic
I
signs.
Have. I have magnetic signs.
Once you get the right logo look, you can take like two or three magnetic signs, put them together, and it can make one big thing. And they're like each magnetic sign's like, did I send you a text on that? Like who to contact on that?
I like who I use for those.
Okay, cool. And they're like I said,
yeah.
they're cheap though. They're cheap. The magnetic signs.
I know, dude. It was 100.
Yeah.
yeah
so all you gotta do is put three or two or three of them like on like a side of the truck, and it will look get that like look that you're looking for on the
mm-hmm.
low. Right, and it'll get your photo like what you need it.
Okay, sounds
see?
Good.
Yeah,
yeah. I wish you
so,
could see
come on,
the other
man.
One.
A guy like me, like you're getting the full package here with me. I grow businesses. I don't just like you know sign you up for leads. I want
say
you to
that.
Grow.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, it kind of.
I've been
yeah,
in
I
your
got
shoes, man. And by the way, I used to like back in 2008. Okay, I'm 42 now, but when I was really really young, right? I owned a loan modification company. So when people were losing their homes in 2008,
mm-hmm.
I was saving
yeah.
their homes. I saved over 3,000 homes back then.
That was
so,
a great time
so
to be
that was
that,
my
man.
Own business. I made a fortune doing that, right? And but then I've been in marketing since. And the reason why I love working for our company is because I see that we genuinely get people results day in and day out.
All right, man. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So we're going to walk before we run. Okay. So phase one, let's get all the initial stuff put together. Okay. Well, I can't wait
mm-hmm.
to see what the logo kind of turns out to be. Like, I'm kind of excited on that. So keep me posted on that. But I do like your ARC construction with the birds and that. That is a cool look. Okay.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Okay. But honestly, a logo is not going to make or break. Like, having that photo behind the logo on a truck, right?
Right.
That's going to
yep.
stand out more appropriately than just, you know, your generic photos and before and afters, right? Like I'm seeing like your one on your Facebook on December 22nd, you posted like a kitchen, right? It looks like, yeah, you got
yeah.
the quartz countertops there and you got, it looks like you did the floors maybe, but real killer. Skylight there too. So
yeah, I gotta
like,
get
those
that
photos help.
Out of there.
Those photos help to show your work. Hey, this guy's professional. Okay. But if they see you standing in front of a truck that's wrapped, right? And what we want to do, and maybe what you do is like, what we do is we put in your logo handyman even, you know, maybe you get one
mm-hmm.
that says handyman in it. Maybe we throw that in there, right? So that, because we want people to see, hey, look, they're going to get a good handyman here. They're going to get somebody that's, you know, going to give them professionalism at a good price.
I'm like a bit bummed about it. I'm not going to lie, just because it's like not really what I want to do, but I also see the value in it. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But,
like I was like second guessing that after.
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What we can do, if you don't want to put handyman in it, you don't have to, like I said. You don't have to.
I'm
know?
Just like technically not. That's the only thing. Like I just do so much more to it.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Like,
you know what? Let's.
But
talk
obviously,
you,
I can do all that.
But I would say maybe construction and maybe put like somewhere in there the word handyman. Keep it still ARC construction.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? But put handyman maybe in there. Maybe underneath.
Yeah,
the
maybe like handyman services or something.
Yeah, exactly. Handyman
services. Handyman services.
Yeah,
because
I want your handyman to. Blow up, okay? And then once we get you cranking, you want to take some of those higher cost per calls, right? Under general contracting vertical on those pay per lead side, then we can start going for those as well. They're just more expensive, right?
Yeah.
And the handyman, like I said, we're kind of backdooring it. because you'll get those type of calls too at a lower rate. Right. So I want to bring the most bang for your buck right now to the table.
Yeah. And then it's like, once you're in there, you can then say, hey, by the way, we offer a whole other array of shit.
Exactly. Exactly. And the reason though people are calling a handyman is because they want what you do, but at a better price. Right.
Yeah.
That's why people are calling. Right, Andrew, because they know there's handyman guys out there that have been doing construction for their whole life. They're 60 years old, right? And they're going to give them the deal, right? So they want you to give them the deal, okay? So give them the deal. Make sure you're priced good, right, as a handyman, right? And then over time, when you want, like, certain, like, bigger jobs too, which they're going to come through the paper call portal as well. So you'll have those at your fingertips, and we can always build out more verticals and go to more different areas too. Like, but that's all like later down the road stuff, right? Like first phase is like, let's get things cranking. Let's get some traction. Then we'll build out from there. Okay.
Okay. And you think we should, we should probably add that service into the website as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I definitely don't mention a single thing about that.
Yeah. Now, you have ability to make changes to your website, right?
Yeah, so I can just do that myself.
Yeah, so you're going to, like, I'm not going to have my team really make changes to your website, okay? But what we'll do is once we get that photo, maybe we put that photo somewhere on the first page of you standing in front of your truck so they see it. I would definitely get rid of at the top ARC Construction Group LLC. I would get rid of that LLC part, and I would figure out how to put the logo somewhere on the first page once you get it, like, redesigned, right? Like, so you see it at the top.
At the website?
Yeah,
the website.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, get rid of the ARC Construction Group LLC. Get rid of the LLC part of that. Just take that off.
Okay.
Off. And then figure out, once you get your logo, like, to, okay, like, wow, I finally got me, like, I really love this logo, right?
Okay.
And then put that logo up there, and then you can get a couple of those magnetic signs for your photo, right? You can take a photo now, just start temporarily, and we can always replace it later, too. Right.
Okay.
But I know there's a lot of little things, right? So we can go deep in that.
My only thing, I have a bunch of like apparel coming.
Okay. With the logo you already have?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
You keep that logo. But what I would say is maybe get that logo.
Actually.
Maybe what I would say, all I'm saying is get that logo to be colorful. Get that logo to be colorful. Because you want on your truck it to be colorful, to stand out. Like, when I look at Lewis's, let me pull up Lewis's right now.
Let me see what the actual apparel looks like, because I don't even really remember, like, what I actually ordered at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah. All it is it's just ARC Construction.
Okay. Oh, you don't have a logo on it.
You don't know about.
Go to PestLewis.com right now. Go to PestLewis.com right now.
Okay.
We're going to look at this photo, and then we're going to end, because I have to let you go soon, too.
Yeah,
okay.
No, but fine.
I
might have a hard time loading this, though.
Because there's two magnetic signs basically you're going to get for the photo.
Pest Lewis what again?
PestLewis.com.
Yeah, okay, that came right up.
Okay, you see, if those critters can't, that's going to be one magnetic sign on the photo for you, right? But you're going to get your big circular logo, right, on that magnetic sign, right, to be colorful. And then on the second magnetic sign on the door, right, that's your second magnetic sign, it's just going to be your name, right, kind of like what your shirt looks like, and then phone number, website.
Okay.
You see how it's two magnetic signs you can make that work with?
Sorry, it's now just loading.
Okay. So the photo.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like your side of your truck. Okay.
One magnetic sign is going to be your circular logo,
but I want you to figure out how to get your circular logo to have some color in it, not just black and white. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay.
Gotcha,
and then you're going to take the same colors on your second magnetic sign on the door area. You're going to have your name of your company that matches kind of like your shirt, ARC, blah, blah, blah. Your phone number is going to be on there, right? And then your website will be on there too.
Okay.
So you're going to have basically two magnetic signs that you're going to get made.
Gotcha. All right.
Makes sense?
Yep.
And then you're going to tie in the colors, the same colors on the lettering on that to match. So what you're going to do is you're going to take your logo and make it like go to that company and get some color in it. Okay.
Okay.
And then, and then you're going to match the colors to how your name is just going to be written on the door.
Okay, got it. Yeah,
Do you kind of see the concept? Do you understand what I'm saying or no?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
no,
two basically
I'm literally
signs.
Just thinking as I'm talking right
Exactly, because you're going to stand in between the two magnetic signs on the side of your truck, right?
Right.
And it's going to replicate this type of look, but for your business.
Yes, okay.
Like she wear a nice belt, khaki pants, a nice polo, right? You see how, see how clean cut they look, right? You got to look this. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe you have a saw in your hand. Maybe you have something you're holding, but make sure, like, you know.
Yeah, he's holding like, the
You see that?
Sprayer.
Exactly. Yeah. This is my concept for 2026 for my guys this year. You guys are all going to be doing this, right? This look, because it's going to make you stand out amongst the competition, right? Yes, getting you in front of Google, but we got to get you to stand out. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm focusing on with you. I cannot wait. I'm excited for you.
All right, man.
So
sounds good.
I just started preaching this, but you're like my guy. Like, you know, I'm like really preaching like this go through on this, right? So, but I can't wait to see your two magnetic signs. Get them to like match the colors. Have your name on the, on one sign with the phone number and the website. And then the other sign is going to be a big sign with your logo in the background. So when we take that photo, you're in between the two signs and it replicates this type of picture.
Okay. Sounds good.
Do you think you can make that work on the side of your truck? Making it like something like this?
Yeah. It's going to have to be my van because my truck, is aluminum. So.
Okay.
I would have to get it wrapped at some point.
Yeah, but two signs, you can make this look, and it'll look good.
Oh, yeah. No, the van, I mean, yeah, that should be no problem.
Yeah,
with the van.
And you're going to look like a handyman, too, with a van. So, and you're going to just, so you see, like this picture, you know how they say a picture tells a thousand words? This picture says, okay, these guys are the real deal, right? And it's very simple and clean. Right? It's nothing over the top either. We're not trying to get over the top, right? We're just trying to keep it simple, right? So get that photo ready to rock, okay? Call that logo company, maybe spend that, you know, $50, like their packages are on there, and then keep me posted. And then anytime you need me, just text me, okay? Definitely going to be here.
Well,
I will not forget about you, Andrew. I will be calling you. Okay, throughout the process. You're my guy.
All right,
okay?
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate that.
All right, yeah, no problem. I'm definitely, in fact, from a Christian, I'm going to be praying for you, bud, okay, for you to, like, get the results. I want you to win, okay? So
thanks.
I'm going to be doing that even for you, okay? I pray for my clients, by the way, all the time. I'm like, Lord, help them. They need, you know what I mean? Because they need, like, you guys need jobs, and it's tough out there, you know?
Yeah, no. I wish I had that kind of faith that you do, man, but, you know, we'll see.
Hey, you know what? It's always time, you know? God's always trying to draw us, you know? So
I
hear you.
I hear that. I hear you.
Hear you, man. But, okay, hey, I do got to let you go because I got a client I'm super late for, but I wanted to, like, get in touch with
you.
No
worries. Yeah, you're good.
But,
we're all good.
Keep me posted. I can't wait to see your logo, and then let's talk soon, okay, buddy?
Okay, sounds good, man. Have a good day.
We'll talk next week, too, for sure. All right, I'll talk to you.
All right, bye-bye. See you.